This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin, Monday, 28th of December, as we head towards 2021. Really, can't get here soon enough, can it? Can this, can 2020 get out of here any quicker? Don't let the door hit you as you exit the, facility. See ya. We're done. You. Bye. All right. What else do we got? Oh, yeah, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Got to get that in here. Of course, every day there's different lunch specials at different locations. Right now, of course, with the holiday week going on, their daily special today, any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents on Mondays. Tuesday, you got that double stamp Tuesday. You get that 7 club card stamped twice, which is, of course, saves you money there. On Wednesday, buy 2 fresh baked cookies, get one free. Thursday, buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents. And then on Friday, they do the personal pan pizzas with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99. And then, of course, great. If you ever in or around Valley City, the French dip they make when they have, I think it's every Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not sure on the day, it's at 292 off I-94. One of the best French, I don't know what they must put, I don't know what they do in their au jus, but it's like the best au jus I've ever had. So there you go. That's PetroServe USA locations all across our listening area. You got a couple of next year, former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer standing by. We're going to talk about a couple things. Text here, Rand Paul is the only one I've heard call them out. Have a pair. That's a message for the North Dakota delegation, I believe. This text from a listener, need one senator and one representative to oppose the electoral vote from any state, not just your own. Goes into discussion for 2 hours, then vote taken to approve or not approve the votes. If neither gets 270, then it goes to the House of Representatives, where each state gets one vote, determine the president. Now, we've heard that. He says Hovind and Kramer don't represent North Dakota or the United States. Our question is that Senator Kramer said on this program that only applies if there's a tie in the electoral. But it doesn't sound, and what I'm finding here, what we're finding here, is that we can't find anything that says anything about a tie. So, another text, can you fill us in on the stimulus bill that Trump signed? Well, he signed it, but he said that he redlined a bunch of the wasteful spending. He said in the last part of his statement, I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a redlined version, item by item, accompanied by a formal recession request to Congress, insisting that those funds be removed from the bill, which he can do. Found that out. So that's that. I don't know where that is, but it looks like it's as is. Another text from what I had understood was that AT&T had the contract. This is about the Nashville bombing. AT&T had the contract to look into the irregularities in the Dominion machines. Tennessee was supposed to soon be getting the machines till the explosion with pre-warnings. Well, Luke and Williston texted that in. Interesting. Again, I haven't seen any, and I don't want to go to the theory part of this, that there may be something more than, why would a guy just blow up an RV in the middle of downtown Nashville? What's the motive? I don't know. Before we get to Ed Schaefer, I just want to put a thought and a prayer out to our brother Todd Mitchell. Mentioned this last hour, too. Todd, the radio god, he had a heart attack. Todd had a heart attack on Christmas Day, albeit a bit, it was very scary, very much treatable. He's already, and he's not home, but he's home at the folks' place, at his parents' place, and they're recovering well. And as of about a day ago, yesterday morning, well, it was probably midday yesterday, he said, home, well, not home, my folks' place, but out and feeling much better. Thanks for all the love and well wishes. If nothing else, Facebook becomes a kinder, gentler place for a while. So Todd's doing well. He did have a stint put in, and boy, God bless modern medicine, and he's still on the mend, and hopefully we welcome him back before the end of the week. But well, that's something. Have a heart attack on Friday, and you're home on Sunday. Welcome to the modern world. Ed Schaefer, how are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
I'm well. It's great to be with you this morning.
Great to be with you, my friend. Happy New Year. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. It was quiet. We had to Zoom with all the kids, of course, because we're just kind of hanging out with ourselves these days with the whole virus protection program. So we're ready to go. But it was good, quiet, and reflecting on the reason for the season, which is the birth of Jesus and the light and the love that's brought into our lives.
Amen to that, my friend. Well, and I wanted to, you were governor, and with what you dealt with in 97, which was H1N1. Correct? It was H1N1?
After 97 was the big floods.
Oh, the floods. But did you deal with any sort of pandemic in your time in office on a state level?
No, we had, there were the threats always, and we were always preparing because, you know, virus situations are always difficult. And if I recall, you know, around the time we had a swine flu issue, we had a H1N1 issue. You know, all these were warnings and be prepared, but we never did get attacked in a situation where it was impacting the people of North Dakota.
You know, and I'd be curious to know where you land on this. We've been talking all morning. I mean, you look at North Dakota, pretty much open. South Dakota, very open. Our friend Dean is down in Nebraska, very open. They're looking at going to see, actually go to see a band live in a bar on New Year's Eve. In Nebraska, you can apparently do that. Minnesota, not so much, completely shut down. And we've got these border cities like Fargo-Moorhead, you know, the Twin Cities in Hudson, Wisconsin. I mean, all around these states where this is happening. Where do you land on the shutdowns and the lockdowns? I mean, would you be, if it was your decision, if you were back in charge, you know, how do you think the North Dakota governors handled it, and what would you do differently, and what do you like what you see in these states?
Well, I think, you can't say that. What would you do? You know, you're not sitting in the chair. You don't know what the information coming in is. You don't, you know, all of that stuff is always a chaos. It's always a scramble, and it changes about every minute. And when you're in the midst of a crisis, you know, it's just nuts. So it's, you can't sit there and say, well, this is what I would do, you know. But I think the reality is, I think the extreme lockdowns haven't proven to change anything other than, you know, if the effort was to slow down some to keep the pressure off medical facilities. Did it do that? It certainly did in North Dakota when the governor declared a mask mandate. You know, you can look at the chart and you can see immediately where cases started to go down, deaths started to go down, pressure on medical facilities started to go down. You know, so that's, you know, the situation there says, you know, taking precautions, the masking, the social distancing, the non-gathering, you know, all those kinds of things are important. Shutting down businesses didn't make sense to me. I mean, especially since it was so weird as to what was an essential business and what wasn't. So you couldn't go in and get your haircut, you know.
Right.
But you could go to Walmart and, you know, have 200 people in the store, but you couldn't gather 10 people in church. So, you know, I mean, all those things just don't make sense to me when they're inconsistent. And it seems to me that, you know, if you had an outbreak like in South Dakota where they did at the Smithfield meat plant in Sioux Falls, you know, where they shut it down. You know, if there's a problem over here, you shut it down. If there's a restaurant that you know that you've got all kinds of virus cases coming out of there, shut it down. But to have this overall, you know, just lock down everything, I don't believe did anybody any good. Didn't do the economy any good, and I don't think it stopped the spread of the virus any.
Well, it goes to the cure cannot be worse than the disease, and in these states where this is happening, it's clearly worse than the disease. And you know, in my humble opinion.
You just don't know. And the problem is with this particular virus, nobody knew anything about it. We didn't know how it worked. We didn't know how it responded. We didn't know if you did in the beginning. Remember, we were wiping down all the surfaces because it was surface transmittable. Well, then it isn't surface transmittable, you know, and then, you know, it's only just 12 feet in the mask and then it's 6 feet in the mask. And, you know, I mean, we didn't know anything about it. And so people were taking precautionary measures and, you know, he was trying to deal with it as best he can. And in our state, It seems to me we caught up with a hybrid of keeping some businesses open and keeping things moving, locking it down right up front, and then coming back in, opening things up with limited participation or limited numbers of people, and doing the mask mandate and things. And that, you know, so far that seems to be working.
And what you said, Ed, we're talking with former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer, a good friend of the program, and what you said rung true about what Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, said, is that she didn't feel it was her position or her job to deem what businesses were essential and what weren't, which I thought was basically the perfect response for someone in her position. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. The issue is when you're sitting in that governor's chair, part of the issue is to assure the people the safety and health that you're doing every single thing you can for the people of your state.
Very good. And can you hang on just a second, Ed?
That's the plan.
Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, we'll hang on through the break. We're talking with former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer. I want to get Ed's take on what you are most talking about, and that is the North Dakota delegation and what they will do about the fraudulent election issue coming up on January 6th. Conversation continues next.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for $11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? Monday edition. Hope you had a great Christmas. Santa was good to you. Got all your list all knocked out. I know my son, we're talking with the former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer. And Ed, my son got a GoPro for Christmas. Okay? And we get home. We were down in Aberdeen for the holiday. And we get home on Saturday. And about 20 minutes after we get home, my son comes in. He says, is it okay if I go skiing behind Caden's truck? And he pulls me. And I thought, wait, well, what? And he says, so, yeah, we're going to pull skis behind the truck. And I thought, oh, great. Now that he's got a GoPro, I said, it's because you got a GoPro, isn't it? He said, well, yeah, I want to get, I want to do a video. Like, okay, just, I'm just praying now that my son won't break his neck just because I gave him a GoPro and he's going to start, you know, trying these wild things or whatever with the thing. So that was my,
well,
that was,
the good news is, you know, he asked you about it. I mean, when I was young, we didn't think about asking our parents if it was okay, you know, if we went sliding behind pickup trucks, you know, on our feet. On the ice.
Yeah, we just did it.
Yeah.
We just did it. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends in Tioga. The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on What's on Your Mind. Active community out in Tioga. Man, they are booming out there. Great activities for families. They've got Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Fest, and Pumpkin Fest coming up. 2021, all events are on the schedule. Yet, of course, it depends on how it goes. But they are planning in Tioga to have a great year. And they've got a great downtown, lots going on. They've got an outdoor ice skating rink there as well. And the average yearly household income is over $73K a year. So you might want to think about a move. Visit us in Tioga. Experience a different point of view. More info at TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Talking to Ed Schaefer a little bit in the break about the number one thing on the minds of our listener friends, Mr. Schaefer, is this election fraud. And will Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, the North Dakota delegation, as well as Kelly Armstrong, stand up and say something on January 6th to force a House vote to decide? And now, you mentioned during the break that, as far as you know, to your best knowledge, the tie does need to exist for that to happen, right?
Yes, if there's a tie in the Electoral College, the vote, or the affirmation of the presidential election goes to Congress.
Okay. Now, if it's not a vote, but someone wants to contest the results, can they do that, to your knowledge?
Well, we've seen the results. Yeah, we've seen the results contested all over in every, you know, in all the swing states and all the black and blue states or whatever they are.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, we've seen court case after court case, challenge after challenge, recount after recount. All of that's been pushed. You know, Congress can't demand a recount. Congress can't go in and say, you know, revote or let's have a new election or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, we have a system set up. We've gone through the system. We've challenged the system. We don't like the results of the system. But the reality is, you know, we elected a new president and we need to move on here now and get the transition of power and go to work to get things fixed and go to work to get a different president elected, in my opinion.
Do you see, in your opinion, do you see any way that Trump holds office?
I do not.
I do not. Yeah, you don't. And I remain hopeful, but more and more I'm kind of in there. I'm interested to see what January 6th does bring, how it plays out, what they listen to, what they don't. But it's going to be, and then I think you make a great point about we got to, and you know that there's going to be so many eyes on the system coming up in the next, you know, 2 years, so 2022, and then again, especially in 2024. Do you think that we can fix, I mean, with that, let's talk about dead people voting. I mean, decades in California and Cook Park County and Chicago and, we can go down the list of even in Minneapolis and the Twin Cities and Hennepin and Ramsey County, and you dealt with that even when you were running for governor. Is there a way to fix the system? I mean, or do we just accept these fraudulent votes and we go forward?
Well, there is a way to fix the system, and you have to want to fix the system. You know, so, you know, the people need to go in and convince their legislators to change the system. I mean, you can go through the rolls. And what happened? So, you know, we had several incidences of when we said, not we in North Dakota, but other states have said, hey, we're going to go out, we're going to purge the rolls. We're going to take people off who haven't registered. We're going to take people off who are dead. We're going to take people off who, for various reasons, we don't think should be on there. And they purged the rolls. They purged the election books or the, you know, the registrations or whatever the case. And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
The court, you know, somebody sues them and said, well, you can't do that, and you can't. And then it goes into the court system, and then the court said, well, you did it unfairly, and you did it, you know, it was unfair to low-income people. It was unfair to the urbanites or the you know, anti-urbanites or whatever. You know,
right,
and,
yeah.
just, and then
yep.
it gets all tied up. And then guess what? You don't do anything. So, yes, it can be done, but you have to do it. And, you know, you can't let the courts throw it out and then say, oh, the courts made me do it. You have to go in. You have to change the legislation. You have to be able to do it. And when you make the changes, you have to support it. And, yes, it can be done, but it's hard. It's difficult. But, you know, especially now, as we go into this vote-by-mail situation,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that is fraught with problems. And we've got to figure out a way to fix it and to do it right. Otherwise, you know, our elections are going to be third world elections, which just,
yeah.
you know, don't mean anything.
If they're not already. I mean, I think there's enough evidence and enough standing to say at least that may be the reality, is that we're kind of already there, depending on, you know, how this goes. But your take is that as far as this election goes, I think it kind of goes back to, it's not what we know, it's what we can prove. And we know it happened. We know it's been happening for decades in a lot of states and a lot of areas, but we haven't really been able to prove it. And then you say we got to go through the courts. Well, a lot of these courts are stacked with these judges that will just dismiss this like they've been doing, and especially in these blue states. I don't know that there's a way out of this if that's going to be the case, and that is the fix and how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's true that, you know, the question is, there's always been fraud. There's always been deceit. There's always been nefarious actions.
Right.
There were this time. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, when you dig into it, is there enough to overturn the election? You know, is there enough there? Can you prove enough? Can you see enough? Can you, you know, can you put your hands on enough that would overturn the election?
I would say yes. I would say yes, there is, but
yeah.
they can't prove it. They can't get standing.
Yeah, see, and I, according to to all the challenges that have been made to date, they haven't been. They haven't been. When they've done the recounts, when they've done the signature matches, when you get in there, the things proved to be, you know, not 100% right, but there wasn't enough there to say, gee, this was a bad election, we need to do another one, or we need to do a recount, or we need to toss out half the ballots.
Right.
None of that was there. I was in I was in Florida for the reelection for the Bush v. Gore challenge. And, you know, one thing I learned is it's pretty easy to walk in a room when they say, you know, 200 dead people voted in this precinct. And then you get down and you start looking at every single ballot. And every ballot and match every signature and match every name and every spelling and all that. Things change pretty rapidly when you're looking at the big picture and then you go down to individual
yep.
ballot.
Right.
You know, things change. And so, you know, it's a difficult system, but, you know, we can change it. We should change it, but it's not going to change this election.
All right. Ed Schaefer, always appreciate
all
your
right.
insight, my friend.
Thank you. Good
you
to be on.
Have a happy new year, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. So what's on your mind? We'll take a quick break. We're back to talk some ice
energy
fishing.
Is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Happy New Year from all of us, and what's on your mind? About some prayers going out to Todd the Radio God Mitchell as he recovers from a mild coronary event on Christmas Day. Todd got a stent. We'll hear all about that, I'm sure, when he gets back. But he's out doing well, and just keep the prayers coming for a quick recovery. Doing well. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, locations from all west end of the neighborhood, all the way into Minnesota, Yulin, Glendon, I mean, geez, all over. North Fargo, West Fargo, Valley City. Always have those great lunch specials every day. And then from cookies to Pepsi products and everything in between, there's specials literally going on every day at PetroServe USA. Also brought to you by our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and Pfeiffer's Auctions. Auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions, appraisals. They've got, I mean, literally equipment auctions. They've got a bunch of, if you go to Pfeiffer's, that's P-I-F-E-R-S. com. You can read about some of the equipment auction they've got coming up and land auctions that are going to be running well into, they've got the calendar set well into April. So there's a lot to look at, different estates and different equipment auctions, and as well as real estate and land management stuff as well at Pfeiffer's, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. All right, well, I want to get to a couple of calls here, and then we're going to get to our guests. We're going to talk some ice fishing in Devil's Lake, but the guys have been waiting a while. Kirk, thanks for holding. Wanted to talk about some bias on the show. Kirk, welcome to What's On Your Mind. What can I do for you?
Hey, how you guys doing? First of all, I'm not going to get into the bias until I talk a little bit about how I've been raised in North Dakota. I love the state of North Dakota. I'm always going to be a Vikings fan, regardless of how the year is going. Mm-hmm. And happy holidays to your people, and happy holidays to the good people of Wishart, North Dakota, where I was raised and went to school at, and all that. Now, I got two primary points. Number one, the pandemic's numbers are not correct, and they're going to raise due to the fact that people right now who are keeping their records for the pandemic numbers are on holiday break like a lot of us other workers are. That's number one. Number two, where was everybody when Kent Conrad or when Hovind was winning elections in the state of North Dakota, or Mr. Schaefer? Because Mr. Schaefer, right now, he kind of gets it. Where was everybody in North Dakota complaining when they were winning time and time again? No one complained. No one said in North Dakota, "Wow, we gotta go protest because we don't like, we think there's some fraud in, I don't know, some county. And so, you know, we got to go protest and all this, and we got to get a militia and all this. That's the crazy side of what's happening right now. And I think that we need to take a look at that. Where were you guys? That's the bias that I see coming in on KFYR. KFYR screams all the time about this guy's got to be in because he's a tough guy. Look, the virus don't care how tough we are. And the Constitution, what do most of the us guys who are out here, including Trump, really understand about how the Constitution of America works? And I'll just hang up and listen.
No, Kirk, you're right. Spot on. Clearly not enough. Clearly not enough knowing know what the Constitution says and how to apply it. No doubt about that. You know, there's one thing in about both sides, you know, but I'll go to back to, this goes back Chicago, and the Democrats in Chicago decades ago wrote the book on dead people voting. They wrote the book on ballot box stuffing. And you can read back on Dewey beats Truman when the Tribune in Chicago did that, the Mayor Daley races that he would buy and pay, you know, even back to JFK. You know, so I know that both sides do it, and seats are for sale in some states on both sides of the aisle, literally for sale. But, you know, and again, it go back to, well, it's, I know what we know, but can we prove it? And to your point about the COVID stuff, you know, you're in North Dakota. You got a lot better than I do in Minnesota. All right. Grant, I got about a minute here. What's on your mind? Grant's in Bismarck. Then I got to get to our guest. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to say, you know, while we're crossing the frozen rivers now, think about George Washington not following the law, but doing what's right for the country, putting country first, following the Constitution, writing the Constitution, and this is what they got to do. Kramer, Kelly, and Holden, next time they cross the river, they need to be thinking about George Washington and what they did just so we could have this country. Okay, look at the Rosa Parks.
Yep.
Was it legal for her? Was it legal for her to give up her seat? She had to do it, but she refused. And look where that got us. The same thing right now. We're in unprecedented territory, and they got to stand up, or we're done.
I agree, Grant. You're not alone in your sentiments, and the message is delivered. Thank you, sir. You know, it makes a great. And I haven't found anyone in North Dakota that's saying, "Oh, it's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it." I mean, let's let it go. Except Ed Schaefer there was kind of like, "Well, we kind of, you know, are where we are. We got to deal with it." But I haven't heard anyone say, let's lay down yet. Not one. And that's worthy of, and Debbie has a quick question. I want to get to, Debbie, hang on just a second, because we want to switch gears a little bit and talk a little ice fishing. I thought, since we're getting some ice, let's go over to Devil's Lake and catch up with our buddy Mark Bry. Mark owns the Bry's Guide Service. And, Devil's Lake is one of those destinations where people look at their ice castle fish house and visions of Devil's Lake dance in their heads. Just like visions of Lake of the Woods, one of those fisheries where you know you're going to be doing more catching than fishing. Mark Bry, how are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing well. I'm actually on the lake right now fishing as we speak, and life is good.
Rub that in. Jeez, buddy. Well, I suppose it's vacation week for a lot, and are you guiding today, or are you just out on your own?
Yep. Well, I own the company, and I'm out looking for fish right now, and we have 8 guides out on the lake as well, and yeah, we're bouncing around. We're checking ice conditions. You know, we had a warm snap there a few weeks back that kind of gave us a little bit of a hiccup with the ice. And ice is getting better every day right now. You still have to be very careful out here, but it's getting better. You know, you can fish on it. You just got to be careful. Watch the ice. Watch the cracks. Watch the ridges. But fish are biting, so life is good.
I would imagine you're holding off on vehicles out there yet, probably just doing side-by-sides if you're venturing out other than walking.
Yeah, so we run Snow Bears in our company.
The
other companies are running smaller UTVs and four-wheelers and snowcasts and things like that. I don't recommend a vehicle. The thickest ice I've seen has been 14 inches, but there's probably places where it's 4 or 5 inches too. So you got to be really careful. I think most of the lake is probably 8 to 10 inches of ice. But again, anyone coming out here, yeah, it's a great lake, and we want you to come and have fun and get to experience that. But just take your time. And the biggest thing is, there's more cracks on the ice this year. I think with the warming trend we had here a few weeks back, it kind of opened things up a little bit. So those are healing up right now, but you still have to be very careful on the cracks. make sure you're, you know, drilling around them, making sure the ice is good to them, and just take your time.
That's the thing, too, and, you know, I have a buddy of mine that he loves the early ice, and about 10 years ago, his truck went through the ice, and he had to, you know, hire my friends at Tri-State Diving, and that, you just don't want to deal with that. I just have never understood, you know, pushing that. It's like, it's for a fish. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, and we're going to catch some, but I don't know that it's worth the, you know, whatever, $5,000-$10,000 it'll cost you to get your vehicle, your snowmobile out of the ice or out of the lake.
Yeah, or, you know, your life, too, and there's
right.
The wrong way as well. And you know, I always say no one expects to go out and fall in, right? No one's going to go out there and say, well, I'm going to go fall today. It just kind of can happen, but you just got to really watch it. Even as guides every day that go on the ice every single day, you watch your conditions. You watch if things change with the cracks or whatever's going that way.
Right.
Just be really diligent about paying attention to what's going on. You can't just take it for granted. If you see somebody else driving in front of you, too, doesn't mean it's good because they maybe don't know what they're doing. So I just really, really stress the safety. Drive on during the daylight. Don't go on at dark. Don't go off at dark even. We're not doing it either. I mean, we're just being very careful. It looks cold here moving forward as well. But just let the ice get a little bit better, a little thicker. And the perch are going really well right now. We're catching lots of perch in Devil's Lake. The walleyes are biting pretty well in the morning and the afternoon. So it's going to be a good year. It's fun to be on the ice and get after it.
I always say if you want to catch real perch as opposed to northern Minnesota perch, go to Devil's Lake because they're actually really perch, or like big perch, like how perch are supposed to be. You
know, yeah, and the thing that we have is we have a lot of bait in the lake, a lot of shrimp and whatnot. So even our 9 or 10-inch perch are fat. You know, they're full all the time, so they're healthy. And that's a common fish right now is those 9, 10-inch perch are very common in the system right now. There are bigger, of course, but not every perch is going to be a 2-pounder, that's for sure. But there's definitely some really fat and just great tasting eating fish out here.
How do you, we're talking to Mark Bry, owner of Bry's Guide Service in Devil's Lake, and you guys use the snow bears. And the people that don't know what a snow bear is, it's like a rolling, drivable ice shack, basically. It's a, you know, unit that has tracks on it. And what do you, four people comfortably in a snow bear to fish? Is that a good number?
Yeah.
How do you like them?
We started fishing about 8 years ago. I bought one, and people thought I was crazy for buying one. And I thought, you know what? To come out on the lake and be comfortable and be warm and be able to move a lot, I know that's the name of the game, especially on Devil's Lake perch. You just can't sit in one spot most days all day. You have to just make moves,
right.
You know? So it's really comfortable. It's, you know, they do float, you know, knock on wood on that one. We don't want to find out, but they will float. But yeah, four people can fish in there. You got your Vexlar in there. You got your rods in there. You can, you know, bring your beverages with and just relax and have a good day. And, we really like it. You know, another thing is about a snow bear is they're light on the ice too, because they have those tracks. So, you know, you can fish on 12 inches of ice where I wouldn't want to be in a truck doing that, but a snow bear, you can do it. And they're very mobile. And, yeah, people
right.
really like them. We run 10 of them a day right now. So people
wow.
really like doing it. You know?
So the fish are biting in Devil's Lake. How's your calendar looking? Obviously, you're taking some reservations now, I would imagine.
You know, we've been very lucky. We've been very fortunate. We're very busy. We've had some issues with COVID, you know, and that's going to be the world
yep.
we live in for a while yet. I think everyone understands that. But we are very busy, and we have a great repeat business. We have so many people that have fished with us for many years, and we always get new people, too, as well. So the guides here work really hard. They're very personable. They're just good people, and you know, it works.
Well, you know what I would say, if you want to, there's these fisheries like Red Lake we talk about in Minnesota, or Lake of the Woods, or Devil's Lake. If you want to go fishing, you can go to really any lake. If you want to go catching, go see Mark and the crew at Bry's Guide Service in Devil's Lake. What's the number if anybody wanted to make a reservation with you, Mark? Throw your number out there.
Yep, 701-739-0161. You can also email me at brysguideservice@gmail.com. Our website's Bry's Guide Service as well, so you can go on there and check out what we have for rates, for lodging, and we'll take care of you.
And Bry's is spelled B-R-Y-S, brysguideservice.com or brysguideservice@gmail.com. Mark, pleasure to meet you and talk with you, man. And I want to get up there, and I've been to Devil's Lake. Gosh, it's been probably 10, 15 years. I got to get back up there, and I think one of your snow bears is calling my name.
Anytime, you let me know. We'll take care of you.
All right, buddy. Mark Bry, thank you, sir. Have a great new year.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
You bet. Well, that's great to hear. You know, just that the calendar's filling up for folks like that. Obviously, with the vid going on, that's a very, very viable getaway. Grab the family and go, and you know you're going to catch fish. Well, that's what's on your mind. We got to take a quick break. Debbie is in Southwest North Dakota, has a quick question for us. We will see if we can answer that for you. Deb, coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for $11 on pizza, quarter pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your friend.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great Christmas. Looking forward to a new year. And Thursday night, and then Friday, 2021 is here. And we're brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, SchwannBuickGMC.com. There are some, even though 2020 is leaving us on the calendar, there are still a couple of 2020s remaining. And they're doing deals on that. And the new 2021, the GMC Canyon, Acadia, Terrain, Sierra LD, Sierra HD, some of the big pickups, the, you know, the 3500, the 2500, all under employee pricing right now, which means you pay what they pay. Employee pricing happening right now. Got any questions? Go to SchwanBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or you can give them a call, 701-214-6372. 701-214-6372. Debbie had a quick question, and hopefully we can get that answered for you, Debbie. It's what's on your mind. Debbie, what was your quick question you wanted to ask?
Yes, I was wondering, I tried to get in while Ed was on, but I was having trouble with my phone. But what I wanted to know is why Ed feels like that Trump won't be in when he does have at least one, maybe two clear paths to victory, and due to the obvious blatant fraud going on, why he thinks that Congress won't stand up and vouch for Trump on January 6th.
From what I gathered, and as well as I know Ed, I think it's just the process. I think that he just believes that the steps have been taken, the challenges have been made, they've not been accepted or ruled on or even, granted any standing. And I'm just thinking that his faith is not there, although there is a lot of faith that there are still pathways for Trump to get in there. But Ed Schaefer doesn't think so, mostly, Debbie, because of the process and where we are in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think the deep state still has a lot of control over some of the rhinos. One thing I will say about Ed Schaefer, though, his office was always open. If I didn't have a schedule or if I didn't have an appointment with him, I could walk by his door and say, "Hi, Governor," and he said, "Come on in and sit down," or Rosemarie Murdaugh. That hasn't been that way since Hoeven or in this administration.
Yeah, I agree. Ed was always
that.
Yeah, and I agree with you too. Ed and John were both that way during their terms as governor, and I was in the market during both of them. They were both very, always accommodating and very accessible. And as are, I believe the North Dakota delegation. But I just wonder with so many people. Thank you for the call, Debbie. By the way, it was a great question. But with so many people,
okay, thank you.
You bet. With so many people knocking at your door. Literally one guy with an axe at Hoeven's office over the weekend in downtown Fargo breaking a window. Try and get heard. I don't know if I'm in their position how I ignore that. I don't know, and I'm hoping we'll get at least one of them on here before the 6th to maybe answer. I don't know how you ignore that. I don't know how when everyone is saying, "We want you to stand up. I want an answer." And again, I'm a Minnesota resident. I have my causes. I have 1,000% deaf ears when it comes to any of this. Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, come on. even the governor and the Keith Ellison, the attorney general. It's deaf ears when we talk about businesses are failing, people are closing up, their suicide rates are up. They just don't care. They're not listening and they don't care. But you've got in North Dakota and South Dakota as well, too. We were talking about this over the holiday. John Thune's another one. He's a rhino. He's kind of a Mitt Romney kind of deal. I never pictured the North Dakota guys being any kind of Mitt Romney. But it's what you may be dealing with if you're in North Dakota. Again, the question is, why? Why won't you do it? Why wouldn't you want to call this out? Because, again, we know it. We may not be able to prove it. We know it. And I think that's the most frustrating thing of the whole deal. We've got about a minute left. Let's grab Jeff is in Jamestown. Jeff, what is on your mind, sir?
One question only. Why did Kevin Cramer in the Vostok oil field in Russia helping to get that online when my own oil field in North Dakota is struggling? Whose team is he on?
What was the oil field in Russia again?
The new Vostok find. It's a huge oil find up in Siberia.
Okay.
And Cramer was over there with some delegation from the U.S. helping them with horizontal drilling.
With fracking.
Yeah, I don't need competition from them any worse than it is now.
Good point.
Is he on? All right.
All right. I'm writing that down,
thank
Jeff,
you.
as I speak. I'm writing it down. We'll put it on the questions to ask. It's a valid question.
Thank you.
I hadn't heard anything about that.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Another. Why would we be worried about that? Why would that be a thing? That's worthy. All right, Frank, you're last up on What's on Your Mind. What's going on? Frank, go ahead. Frank in South Dakota. Yeah, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ray in South Dakota.
Oh, Ray, I'm sorry. Ray had it down here wrong. What's going on?
Yeah, and I'm totally disappointed with our two senators and representative and for passing this bad bill, voting for it, and not supporting our president. When I get my $600, whoever runs against our elected officials, I'm going to donate that money to them in the primaries to try and get new representation here in South Dakota, and I hope the rest of my fellow South Dakotans will do the same.
Well, you know what? Thanks for the call. You know what? I don't think you're alone in that, sir, Frank. I think that's going
to
be happening.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.